Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we finished verses 13 through 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we're going to start chapter 3 of the book of 2 Thessalonians. This is the final chapter in this book, and I hope that you'll have pencil and paper, and you'll follow right along with us. Also, I want to share with you just one little change in our ministry. As you know, I'm pastor of the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, and I basically stay home quite a bit as far as traveling on the road and preaching. I rarely take meetings outside of Ocala. I will go to Christian colleges and preach from time to time, but for the most part, I don't go to other local churches. I stay right here, and I let evangelists do those jobs. Well, as I'm growing older and we have an associate pastor, I have decided that it might be time for me to do a little bit of preaching outside to give our assistant more time to preach, more opportunities to preach. And so if you would have me in your area, tell your pastor. I don't want to come without your pastor asking. But if your pastor would want to have me, tell him to contact us at the address or by the email, and we will be happy to respond to him. Now, our announcer gives you our address at the conclusion of each day's service and also our website. And through our website, you can email me, and I will probably start taking in about another year to 2 years, start taking meetings. Okay, and so if you're listening to this in the year, for example, of 2009, you're listening to this, then you need to tell your pastor that by 2010, 2011, that I'm going to start taking meetings. And I would appreciate being able to come to your area, and I would enjoy it thoroughly. So, again, tell your pastor about the Lamp and Light broadcast if he's not listening. Ask him to listen in if he cannot listen to it during the day. Matter of fact, there's many places which it comes on during the day. I'm busy, and I would not be able to listen to it myself. However, I do have the Internet, and I can listen to our broadcast on the Internet, but I'm not able to listen during the daytime. So let me just encourage you to tell your pastor about us and pray for us. Pray for this ministry. This ministry needs your prayer. All right, now if you have your Bibles, we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and over these next few days, I'm going to try to cover verses 1 through 5, so let me read those to begin with, and then we will go over them verse by verse. I'm calling this portion, The Christian, Christ, and the Call. In verse 1, we read, Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. The church at Thessalonica was established with a team of missionaries that was headed up by the Apostle Paul. In less than 4 weeks, they had won these folks to Christ, had taught them day and night, especially concerning the doctrine of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, every chapter in 1 and 2 Thessalonians makes reference in one form or another to items of prophecy. In chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, verses 1 through 11, we read of the rapture. As a matter of fact, that's one of the great explanatory passages concerning the rapture. Then following verse 11 of chapter 5, he proceeds to give a list of 22 commands, mainly imperative commands, that Christians need to follow. Now, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandment." In Acts chapter 1, the last words of the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples included, when they asked, "When are you going to establish your kingdom?" When they asked about his return, he told them, "No, you don't think about that. You just take the gospel out. You get it out there. You be a witness." You see, we aren't to be occupied with his coming. Rather, we are to occupy until he comes. In chapter 2 of this book, 2 Thessalonians, he has presented the doctrine of the Antichrist and those who reject Christ in this age of grace. And the rest of the book is telling us what we are to do as Christians until the return, that is, until the rapture. The rapture is a truth that should grip our lives and make us better Christians. It's not enough to know about his coming or even to believe it. My friend, we must practice it daily in our lives. You see, the blessed hope, if it is genuine within our hearts, should spur us as true believers to serve the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, looking back again at our text, verses 1 through 5 serve as one paragraph, as it was written in the original. So let us consider first the Christian purpose here in verse 1. He says again, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." Our purpose is to send the word around the world. However, that starts right in our own community. And we need to keep the word going continually throughout our community and to the world. Now, notice that the brethren are asked to pray for us. Prayer is something each believer and every believer can engage in doing. It isn't a gift of the Spirit. It's something that every believer should do. I once preached a sermon on our witnessing, and I've had this happen before, a couple of times before, where someone would say, "You know, that's not the gift that God gave me." And you know what? They're right. It's not the gift God gave them. It was the call God gave them. It's the command God gave them. And so they need to understand that the command to witness is not a gift. It's a command that we're to obey. Now, can you imagine a police officer pulls you over and you say, "Well, Mr. Policeman, I just do not have the gift of a light foot." Well, he's not going to have the gift of grace in that situation. No one needs prayer more than those who bear the burden and heat of the battle in proclaiming the truth. Especially this preacher. Most of our prayer is centered around physical problems or personal problems. The present subjunctive active tense is used here in this passage, and that simply means this: do this and continually do this. In other words, pray for us and continually pray for us. Pray more earnestly than you do for problems and sicknesses. Now, for what are they to continually pray then? That the word of the Lord will have free course. That simply means this: that nothing will hinder it. Sometimes I wonder if cell phones going off in church services, people moving about, or having a baby in the church when they could be in a nursery or children's church, and other things of that nature that Satan uses today to try to hinder the word. And so he's asked the people, please pray and pray continually that the word may have free course, that there would be nothing that would hinder it in the preaching of the word. And by the way, I ask that you pray that for this radio broadcast, but I also ask that you pray that for your church, if you're in a church where they're preaching the word of God. Now, in the day this was written, it could be government, or it could be men who would seek to disrupt the service of the church. I need you to pray that I will rightly divide the word, and that I will have that holy utterance. You say, what do you mean, holy utterance? Holy utterance is that preaching, that teaching from the word of God that does not allow anyone to be indifferent. Now, people may get mad, people may be happy, but we don't want them to be indifferent to the word. So I need that kind of prayer for me, but I do need that as I preach, the word will go unhindered and triumphant, having free course continually. You see, my friend, even with the radio, with the internet, by which some of you would be listening, how easy it would be for a radio to get knocked off the air, radio station, for some other type of technical things to come up, maybe your internet to go down. You see, there are just so many things that can go wrong. And so keep that in prayer, that this ministry and the ministry of your church, that the word of God will be rightly divided, that it will have free course, it'll go forward unhindered and triumphant, and that your pastor, as well as this preacher, will have a holy utterance. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.